Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Ki Jai. So we're talking about Vibhav. This is the first wave and verse 31. So the last, what we heard about Krishna's qualities and their, if someone receives Krishna's mercy, he can exhibit most of these 50 qualities. But even then, the qualities will be exhibited only in drops. Bindu gun, just a small drop, Jiva Goswami says. So then, this actual whole statement here is actually a quotation from Padma Puran. Shiva is telling Parvati about the qualities of Krishna, starting with his beauty, which is greater than 10 million cupids. Kandarpa Koti Lavanya. Kandarpa Koti Lavanya, that Krishna's Lavanya, his charm and beauty, is greater than millions of Kamadevas or God of love. Now Rupa Goswami, in his own language, he's introducing the next section to explain that the beauty of Krishna is a stimulant to love. Mother's love, a friend's love, or a lover's love, or priti or prema will become stimulated just seeing the beauty of Krishna. And another stimulant, or udipan, vibhav udipan, will be Krishna's qualities. So we heard about his rupam, now we hear about his qualities. The earth, actually the deity of the earth, Mother Bhumi, she also describes the qualities of Krishna extensively to instruct the deity of Dharma in the first canto, personification. So this verse is there. So she tells, Bhumi says, in Krishna you'll find these qualities. Of course, devotees, how many qualities? There's quite a few. This is from the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 16, 27 through 30. There's 40 listed, but generally in teachings of Lord Chaitanya and other places, said a devotee should have 26 qualities of a devotee. I think I published a list. Do you have that? I gave a list of the 26 qualities. And why did I do that? I gave to my students because Prabhupada in 1966 in New York, very early, maybe in August or so, in the very beginning of the movement, he told everyone, take out a piece of paper. And he said, write. He said, please, I'm going to tell you the 26 qualities of a devotee. So then he spoke them in English, and devotees wrote them on a piece of paper. And then he said, you study these qualities, I'll give you a test on these qualities. And so the devotees were trying to remember these qualities and exemplify these qualities as best they could, being extremely conditioned by the modes of nature in the very beginning, of course, of devotion. So Prabhupada considered this very important for new students or any student to be well-versed. What are the 26 qualities of devotee? And try to learn them and try to, and this is in the beginning. Of course, maybe these things have been forgotten or lost in time. Often things get lost, like Bhagavad Gita. The knowledge as it is gets lost. Krishna has to come and speak it again. So this Prabhupada was training his new students like this in a very exemplary way. And we should continue the same line of presentation. So you'll see a lot of these qualities are also there. Krishna has these qualities like father, like son. I have this phrase in America. So the children take after the parents. So we are the children of God. And our father, universal father of everyone, has these qualities. Truthfulness, cleanliness, intolerance of another's unhappiness, the power to control anger, self-satisfaction, straightforwardness, steadiness of mind, it's called equanimity or equipoise, control of the sense organs, responsibility, equality, tolerance, equanimity, faithfulness, knowledge, absence of sense enjoyment, leadership, chivalry, influence, the power to make everything possible. That's Krishna's special power. And of course, we have the power to make everything possible if we're fully surrendered to Krishna. Because what did Prabhupada say about that? Impossible? You never heard? He said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Actually, this originated with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. When he asked his sannyasis to go to West England and preach, they were bringing up different objections. We are Brahmins by birth. Most of them were. Very high class Brahmins. And the Shastras say you should not travel overseas, that you lose your caste if you leave India and go to some Singapore and China, all these places where people are eager to go. But I will lose my Brahminical caste and then I'll become Shudra. So they brought these arguments up. And then they said, it's not possible for us. And he said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Pack your bags, get on the boat, and go. So then they left. And they were somewhat successful. So that power to do the impossible comes from Prabhupada. There's so many examples in Lilamrita power comes from Krishna through Guru, we can say. 1970 or so, 71. Prabhupada was in New York and he took out some A4 composition paper, a stack about this big, or that big, I don't know. 1,400 pages, A4. So you buy paper for your printers, 500 pieces, no? It's about this big. You buy a ream of paper, so it's like this. It's called a ream, 500 pieces. A4 size. So it's 500 times 3. So I guess it was about this big. It was handwriting, so the ink and everything. Oh, it's like this. So Brahmananda tells it like this. He handed Brahmananda these stack of papers. He says, this is my translation and commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Get it printed. And this is when they had like zero money practically. 68, 69, I don't know, very early. And they were just... By chance, at the end of every month, there was enough money in a donation box to pay the rent. They were so poor. And he said that it's on these Remembering Prabhupada films. He said, I walked out. I said, yes, Prabhupada. And I walked out. I took this stack of papers that I don't know anything about printing. I never been to a printer. I don't know anything about books. But somehow Prabhupada asked me to print this book, so I knew that it had to be done some or other. Because he's my guru, and this is his request, so I have to do it. So I put those papers in my bag, and I walked out the door on Second Avenue and went look for a printer. And I went from this one, that one in New York. And finally he landed a contract with Macmillan Printers is a very big publisher, worldwide publisher. And they agreed to print an abridged edition because it was so big. So abridged means small, like small without hardly any purports, some purports. And Prabhupada accepted that and they printed the first edition. It was very small. And that was distributed. So that example shows that impossible is a word in a non-devotee's dictionary. Because devotees are not fools. None of them. Discharge of proper duty. Complete independence. Dexterity. Fullness of all beauty. Serenity. Kind-heartedness. Ingenuity. Gentility. Magnanimity, determination, perfection in all knowledge, proper execution, possession of all objects of enjoyment. These are some qualities Krishna has which we may not have. Devotees have, they possess all the objects of enjoyment. What are the objects of enjoyment for a devotee? Shiva. Srimad Bhagavatam, Japamala. These are objects, no? Vastu. Srimad Bhagavatam, Japamala, are Thakurji. Of course, he's Krishna, but he's made of some dhatu externally. We have our Thakurji, our deity, our japa bag, our beads, and we have the Bhagavatam, and we have kartals, and we have kirtan. Is this, are all these things produce enjoyment? They're objects of enjoyment. Acha. I forgot one very obvious object of enjoyment. Mahaprasad. Acha. So, Krishna, what is the main object of Krishna's enjoyment? Possession of all objects of enjoyment. Krishna's complete object of enjoyment is Radharani. Bhogishvara Krishna and Bhogeshwari Radha. Fame, joyfulness, immovability, worship, pridelessness, being God. I guess that's the 39th quality. Being God. I don't think we can have that one. 40, eternity and many other transcendental qualities are eternally present in Krishna, never separated from him. Now, five qualities of Krishna. We heard 60 qualities, and which we mentioned earlier. There's 60, and there's also, these are aspects of those 60, you could say, these 40. And these five, there's, we say the living entity has 50, like jivas, like us, to some minute degree. Then Shiva and Brahma, they can have 55. And then Narayan has 60. And Krishna has 64 qualities, as you know. So it's considered, what is the percentage? Krishna has 100% of the qualities. Vishnu has 93. Shiva and Brahma have 84. And the living entities have 78. I think that's a breakdown. Is that right? Now, five qualities of Krishna will be, which will be also in Shiva and others, when they are the Lord's expansions, will be listed. So this means, Shiva Goswami is saying, that not all the time, not that every Brahma has 55 qualities. This is a very key point here. He says, when they are expansions of the Lord, because sometimes the Lord expands as Brahma. When it says his own expansions, when the Lord himself assumes the positions of Brahma, so this is what it said. Sarasrupa samprapta savagyo nityanuttana sachirananda sandranga sarvasiti nishevita. Krishna is always situated in his eternal form, Sarasarup. He is omniscient, Sarvagya. He is forever young, Nityanutan. He has a body made of condensed eternity, knowledge and bliss. Sandra, Anga, Sandra. Anga means body, Sandra means concentrated, Sachidananda. And he possesses all mystic cities, Sarva City. Rupa Goswami says, now will be listed the amazing qualities present in Krishna, but also present in Narayan. So it's 50, 55, now there's 60. And the Purusha avatars. What are those five qualities? Krishna, Narayan, and Purusha avatars have inconceivable great energies. Krishna is the form which expands over 10 millions of universes. In other words, so many millions of universes emanate from the pores of Vishnu or Krishna. He is a source of numerous avatars, Sarva Avatari Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. He rewards the enemies he kills. He rewards even the enemies he kills. And he attracts the Atmaramas. These qualities become even more astonishing in Krishna. Because why does Rupa Goswami say, they become more astonishing? Kilad Bhuta. The qualities in Krishna are much more astounding. What makes them astonishing and very special? Krishna Kilad Bhuta, Akela. Especially in Krishna, these five extra qualities, which Narayan also has, and the Purusha avatars have, there's some astonishing presentation we find only in Krishna. What is that? Vishnu tells us. Though these are the qualities of Narayan, they become more astonishing in Krishna. Krishna, like Narayan, has inconceivable great powers, but Krishna's powers are more astonishing. This is proven in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, in the 10th chapter of Bhagavatam, or the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, in which Krishna produced all the spiritual and material worlds in many forms. Though spread throughout the universes, Krishna is also spread throughout the spiritual world as well. Though he is merciful to the enemies he kills, he gives them even liberation and bhakti. So generally, they say that one of the five qualities of Vishnu and Narayan Purusha avatars is they reward the demons. But Krishna gives the greatest reward. He gives liberation, even bhakti. What's an example of that? Who is an example of that? Well, someone said something. Putana. Was she a demon? And she was rewarded with liberation, or what was she rewarded with? She was liberated from a demoniac form, liberated from birth and death. What was she given? Vatsalya Bhakti. She was given Vatsalya Bhakti. She became Krishna's nurse in the spiritual world, Datri, an assistant to Yashoda. This is amazing. The whole Bhakti Stana Kalakutam. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Vishnu would never, as far as I know, Vishnu never kills a demon and says, come and live with me in Vaikuntha. He just locks him up in the Brahman somewhere, at best. You stay there, I don't want to get too close to you. You're untouchable. Let me keep the heat on you. Keep the Brahmajyoti on you. So you won't go anywhere. But Putana, she's from hell. She drives everyone to hell. She's a hellish personality, Putana. And Krishna, you want to be my Datri, my mother? Offering your Stanakuta? So much poison on your breast? Okay, be my mother. But first, liberate you from all this wrong motivation, wrong ideas. So she says, this is the wonderful glories of Krishna, is Nara Leela in Vrindavan. This is told in 89th chapter, 10th canto, verse 58, where Mahavishnu, he arranged to, in Dwarka, one Brahmin who was living there when Krishna was reigning Dwarka in Dwapara Yuga. And every time his kid was born, then the kid got kidnapped or disappeared. He died. So then the Brahmin went to complain to King Ugrasen. He said, what is this? You're the king? And in a proper religious kingdom, no child is supposed to die before his father. Or to speak, die at the time of birth. This is only a product of Kali Yuga. This is Dwapara Yuga. The child must live beyond the father, do the Shraddha and Pinda. I'm having a son and he dies. I have a son and he dies. He had like six sons in a row, I believe so. And what was happening there? Where did they go? It's a mystery. So then, it seemed that Ugrasen, the Lord, the king of Dwarka, although Krishna is like the king of England or the queen of England and a prime minister. Prime minister has a political clout and power, but there is such a figure as the queen. She has so much respect and honor. So Krishna is actually the king. He's the king, you could say, of Dwarka, he's God, of course. But the ruling jurisdiction was done by the Prime Minister, King Ugrasen. Who's King Ugrasen? Father of Kamsa. And who else? Devaki. So what is Ugrasen to Krishna? Huh? His nana. His uncle. Nana Ugrasen. So when, and Kansa, it was the son of Ugrasen, when he took over power, he locked his father in jail in Mathura. Kansa was very fond of putting people in jail. Devaki, Vasudev. Krishna, his father. When Krishna killed him, then he installed Ugrasen as the king of Mathura. And when they shifted everyone to Dwarka, then he shifted him also. And he became the king. So Krishna felt bad that his devotee is being insulted and ridiculed by this Brahmin. So he said, no, wait. Because I understand there's something behind this. So then he got in a chariot, his own chariot with Arjuna. They went to Vaikuntha to meet Mahavishnu. It's in Krishna book. So then when they got there, then Mahavishnu said this. Swayam Bhagavan, oh Sri Krishna, I brought the Brahmana's sons here because I want to see both of you. You have appeared with your shaktis. Having killed the demons, the burden of the earth, make them quickly come to me. So Vishnu wanted to have darshan of Dwarkadish. But he saw that the only way to get the darshan of Dwarkadish is if he comes here. Because I don't have the adhikar to enter this Leela of Dwarka. So then he stole these sons. Just like Bhishma Dev on the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna took a vow not to use a weapon, not to pick up any weapon. And Bhishma fought so courageously with Arjuna that he was going to be bumped off. So then, and his chariot was broken and everything was gone. And then Krishna picked up a broken chariot wheel and chased him. And Bhishma was shooting arrows. So Bhishma says, you broke your promise. So for his devotee. So Krishna, he went there to give his darshan. So this is how the qualities of Krishna are even greater, even among these five qualities. Then he says, in the next text, now the 64 qualities of Krishna. Four qualities are only in Krishna. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalola varidhi atulya madura prem mandita priya mandala Sri Jagan manaskarshi manas akarshi murali kala kujita asamortva rupa shri Bhisma Pita Charachara Lila Prema Priyadikam Priyadikyam Madoryam Vena Rupayo Itya Sadaranam Proktam Govindasya Chachushtayam. Rupa Goswami Pad said, four extraordinary qualities are possessed by Govinda alone. He is a wave-filled ocean of the most astonishing pastimes. Display of pastimes. So what is that called? Lila Madhurya. Shyam is surrounded by loving associates, decorated with incomparably sweet prema. What is that? Prema Madhurya. He plays sweet notes on his flute, which attracts all the minds in the three worlds. Veda Madhurya. And he astonishes all moving and non-moving living entities with the beauty of his form, to which there is no equal or superior. Asam Urdva. That's Rupa Madhurya. His extraordinary qualities are his special pastimes. His devotees endow with abundant prema, the sweetness of his flute and the sweetness of his form. The 64 qualities in four divisions will each be described. So that's a long discussion. We'll hear about the 64 qualities of Krishna tomorrow.